We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samachei Mabez, and we're beginning from the Mishnah. Talk to the Mishnah. Ha'ish mitzvah pru revivya. Ha'ish, a man, has a chiyuv, a mitzvah of pru revu. Avaloya isha, but a woman is not chayav pru revu. Rabbi Yechim Ebreiko emer, ashneim o'imer v'yivarech o'yisom elikim, v'yoyim elahem elikim pru revu. On both of them it says, in the pasuk of pru revu, Hashem is telling Adam Arisha and giving a bracha to Adam Arisha, it says, "Evaruch oysam alekim v'yom lehem alekim pru uravu milus aretz v'kavshua." So it says pru uravu lashon rabim. It's going on both Adam and Chava. So we see it's a mitzvah for both of them. That's what Yechem Breker says. So Tanakam says only the ish, and Yechem Breker says both the ish and the isha. So I think about what. Where's the makar from the pesukim for this machlekes? What's the biyah machlekes? Not immediately. Omer Rabbi Loi Mishum Rabbi Loz Omer Rabbi Shimon. Omer Kara Pasuk says. And we darshan that since there's an end of the pasuk, that it says in the pasuk you should multiply, fill the land, and capture land. Who is the derech of capturing land? The ish. Ish darka lekavish. Vein isha darka likvash. The derech is that person goes out lemachama, a man. A woman does not go out lemachama. Since the pasuk ends off with going out to capture the land, we know it's talking about an ish, the pasuk. So an ayat says pru revu, just means pru revu. Doesn't mean for both of them. It's only going on Adam Harishon. Freitei Gemara Adrava v'kavshua tarti mashba v'kavshua is mashba. Both of you go and capture the land. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'kivsha ksiv. Doesn't say extra vav. So you read it v'kivsha and it's going on the man. The man will go and capture the land. So that's the makar according to Rav Eloy Meshum Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. That it's only the man because of the kivshua. Rav Yosef Amar Hacha, in this pasuk, it says in the Torah when Hashem came to Yaakov before the birth of Binyamin, it says, "Vayoyim eloy alekim ani keil shakai perei urevei goy ukal goyim yimimeka malachim elchalatzecha yetzayu." That's the pasuk says, "Perei urevei is loshen yachid only to you." So you see from there that. The only chiyuv is only on the man, not on the isha. Because it says prayer vein, not pruvu. Beitza the kasha. This is one of my chaverim's kasha. He asked the bumper kasha lechayra. We're talking the Yaakov Avinu deal. We're saying prayer vein. So lechayra. What happened? So first Tosis has a kasha to preface his kasha. Tosis has a kasha. Maitis says pruvu. It says the lashon rabim, which goes on everyone. So Tosis says the small Tosis like I'm a pruvu. After the other region didn't come a pru revu, who bracha ba'am, only mitzvah. Was a bracha, there was not a mitzvah. Right, the kasha, this pasuk also wasn't a tzivui. Why not? We're talking to Yaakov Avinu. At this point, Yaakov Avinu already had 12 children, 11 boys and a girl, Dina. So he raised Mekayim pru revu. So how can you say prayer revay is a tzivui? It can't be a tzivui. He already was Mekayim pru revu. So how can you say it's a raya that's only for the man? What? Because he already has children. What? By Adam Rishon, we wouldn't have children. You had here's a bracha, and here's a tivui. Here he has 11 children. He has 11 boys and a girl, 12 children. So Maisa, I looked in some of the svarim and some of the chinim svarim. They didn't ask kasha, but Baruch Hashem, we have a guy's solution in the back, and the some of the back asked the question. The Yavitz asked the kasha. The Yavitz himself asked the kasha in the back. Guy's solution. He answers that like this. He makes a cheshbon like this. That if women would be chayiv per pru revu, so it should have said pru revu, and the women, Yaakov's wives, were not mekayim pru revu yet, besides for Leah. Bila, Zilpa, Rachel were not mekayim pru revu. So if ladies were chayiv, it should have said pru revu. Since it says pre revu, which maybe takes only the bracha, since it says pre revu, and not pru revu, vayistos, ladies are not chayiv. That's the obvious answer. Right, don't see the marriage, they had twins, yes. There does not seem that marriage, yeah. So once you mention Rabbi Eloi b'Shimon, I'm going to say other memories from him. Just like it's a mitzvah for a person to say something that will be listened to. Rashi explains when you give Musar, so it's a mitzvah to give someone Musar to listen to you. But it's also a mitzvah to abstain from saying Musar if the person will not listen. And what's the reason for that? The reason for that is because it's a bazillion atayra. If you're going to give someone Musa and he's going to ignore you, you're just causing a bazillion atayra. It's better not to say anything. And Rabbi Abba Machoiva, it's a choiva, not more than a mitzvah. You have to not say something. Shanaim says in the Pasuk, Al, it's Pasuk Mishlei, Al Toichach Leitz Penyas Ne'eko. That's what it says. Said, don't a late, don't give him musa because he's going to hate you. And but a chacham is a love you for musa. But don't give him musa to a late. You're not allowed him. So the more vayit. The Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. Mutal adam l'shanais b'dvar hashalom. If something is negay a peace, you're allowed to change. You're allowed to lie. Shneimar. The more bring a few rais. Everyone knows one of them. But the more bring a few rais. Shneimar says in the pasuk. But after Yaakov Avinu died, the brothers came to Yosef. They were scared. Yosef's going to take revenge from them now. Now that Yaakov Avinu is dead, and the brothers were worried. So the brothers came over and they made up a story. V'yatzavu Yosef leimar avichat ziva lefnei Moshe leimar koysem ruli Yosef ana sana pesha achecha v'katosim kiram gemalucha v'chulu. So they made up a story. His father never, Yaakov never said this. Why did they do that? Bnei Hashalom, seek it could be shoynem bnei Hashalom. It's a mitzvah. Shneimar says in the pasuk that when Hashem told Shmuel, go be Moshech Dovel HaMelech as the new Melech, Shmuel was very scared. He says, how am I going to go? Shaul HaMelech is going to kill me. So Hashem said, you're right, I hear. But so do this. Take a bakar, take an animal and say, I'm going to bring a carbon. But Yemar Shmuel, Eich Elech V'Shom HaShaul V'Argeni. What am I going to do? Vayyem Hashem, eglas baka tikach biyadecha, v'martos b'yach Hashem basi. So you see, he let it change in Pnei HaShalim. Oh, that's the last right. The Be'er B'Shemol Tana, Godol HaShalim, she'apakar yishbaruch l'shinu boy. The Mekar HaKsiv HaDoini Yizokin, but it says in the passage, v'titzchak sora b'kir b'leimar, achrei b'loisi yoiz le'edna, v'adoini Yizokin, v'adoini Yizokin. And when it comes that Hashem came and told Avram, that Sarah laughed, Hashem says, V'yemar Hashem Avram, Lama Zetzachah Sarah Lema, Af Umrum Elev Nizakanti. He says, Anizakanti. Now, he said, Adoni Zakin. So you see, Yishina B'Shtei HaShalom. So it happens to be there, it's only a half a lie, because she did say about herself also, that she was old, she said, Achrei B'Loisi Hoisli Adna. But the Adoni Zakin, he left out. So it's a big shayla, how much you could lie B'Shtei HaShalom, could you only say like a half a lie, or a complete lie? It's a big shayla in the Achronim about that. But like upon we have three rayas, you'll have to be Mashana, Mepnei HaShalom. We'll have to change the story a little bit, Mepnei HaShalom. So, like the Maravaita, in the Mishnah, Machlekes, Rechim, Rebreka, and the Tanakama, if ladies, women, Achayev, and Pru Uruvu. Itmar, Rechonon, Rabbi Shua, Ben Levi, Chadom, Allah, Kerab, Rechonon, Rebreka. One says, Allah, Rechonon, Rebreka, the ladies, Achayev, and Pru Uruvu. Vechadom, Ein Allah, Kerab, Rechonon, Rebreka. Who's who? Who holds what? So Gemara to stay him. Let's bring a raya. The Rabbi Yechonon Dama in halacha. The Rabbi Yechonon holds that only men are chayiv. The Yosef Rabbi Avoh would come and mishmei Rabbi Yechonon halacha because Rabbi Avoh was sitting and said Rabbi Yechonon holds halacha. Rabbi Yechonon breaker. Vadrinu Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asla Payu. Rabbi Ami Rasi was scared to contradict the Rabbi Avoh, but they turned around and said this is not true. Rabbi Yechonon doesn't hold that. So you see that since Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi turned around, you see Rabbi Yechonon tak holds in halacha. V'ikadamri, a different version of the story. V'ikadamri, Rechia Ba'aba Amar. Rechia Ba'aba is one who said that Rabbi Yechonon says halacha karab Yechonon Mabreka. V'advinu Rabbi Ami Rasi La'apayim. They turned around. So Amar Papa, okay, you're right. We got the mindset that Rabbi Yechonon is one who says ain't halacha, but Papa says he has a kasha on the second version. Amar Papa, Bishlam L'mandem Ravo Amra. Basically, for the first version, that Ravo is the one who said Rabbi Yechonon, and they were obsessed. They turned around. So why don't they just tell Ravo you got it wrong? They didn't say that, but some covered by Kaiser. Rabbi Avoh was very close to the Kaiser, and therefore they had to give him cover, so he just turned around. They didn't tell him you're making a mistake. The second version, Rabbi Chiyah Ba'abba is the one who said Hashem Rabbi Yechonon, and they held it wasn't true. Why don't they say it straight? Rabbi Yechonon never said that. Why do they have to turn around? Mora doesn't answer. My have Allah. What's the Allah Kalamai? So do we paskin like Rabbi Yechonon Mabreika, or do we paskin like the Tanakama? Toshima, to Omar of Acha Barchanino, Omar Rabavo, Omar of Asi, Uvda have a commander of Yechonon, McKinnish to the Kisri. There was a story in front of Yechonon in the base marriage of Kisri, Omar, Yoitzi, Beating Suba. And he said that they didn't have children. He said, Yoitzi, Beating Suba. And the case was there that she's the one who asked for a divorce. She's the one who asked for a divorce because she didn't have children. Now, how could she ask for a divorce? She's not mechuyim pruvu. So now the halacha is, if an isha asks a divorce, we listen to her, but she doesn't get a ksuba. She's called a meredas. She comes and says, I want to get divorced. She says, okay, no problem, but you're not getting a ksuba. Here, why should she get a ksuba? She asks for a divorce. So these are mifkadosh not mechuyev improve. Ksuba my vid. Why is she getting ksuba? Bishlam, if she's mechuyev, she's saying I have to get divorced. My husband's like akar. I want to have children. But if she has no improve, how does she have a right to demand to get? And for the Gemara, Dilmon ba machmas taina. She came with a different taina. Kehi the also the commander of Ami Amrolei. She said, have the ksuba. Give me my ksuba. I want to get divorced. I need children. Amalei. So Rav Ami told her, zil loy mifkadosh. You're not mechuyev in pruvu. Amrolei, she said back, mesivu delay my tahavalo. What's it mean when I get old? I need children to take care of me when I get older. Mesivu delay my tahavalo dachisso. What's going to happen when I get older? Oma ki hai vade mekafinon. You're right. And she could demand a get with a taina that she wants children to take care of her when she gets older. Avad shtam mechuyev in pruvu. But there is an idea that she can have a taina, she wants children for her old age. A similar story. He also commanded Rav Nachman. And he told her, "You're not mechuyev. You can't demand a get with a ksuva." Doesn't this woman need, which means herself, chutra liyoda, a cane, a walking stick, a stick for her hand, umaro lekvura, and a hoe to bury her? I need my son or a daughter to hold on to me when I get older, so I can hold on to her when I get older, and I need something for kvura. You're right. For that, you are kaifa. Now, the next ma'aseh in the Gemara, we'll be talking about Rav Chiya. We had earlier that Rav Chiya's wife was a isha, not the best wife. And the Gemara actually says about Rav Chiya, when he used to find something special, he used to save it for his wife. And his son and his nephew asked him, "What do you mean she bothers you?" And the Gemara said that Yeinu shvagals b'neinu matelas esanu. You know, it's enough that she takes care of my children. That was the story of Rav Chiya before. So now we're going to discuss the story with Rav Chiya's wife. Rav Chiya had two sets of twins. He had four kids, two boys and two girls. Yehuda v'chizkiya tum hayu, and the first born the girls, then the two boys. Yehuda v'chizkiya tum, they were twins, and it was a very hard pregnancy. It was an interesting pregnancy. The Gemara neither discusses it. Echad nigmara tzurasa l'sof tisha. One was a full term, but echad nigmara tzurasa l'tchilas shiva. One was only a 7-month baby. And same on the same pregnancy, one baby was born a few months before the other one. So that was the kids Rav Chiya had. Yehuda's v'sudra Rav Chiya havali tzar leida. She had a lot of tzar leida with this pregnancy and the leida. It was very hard for her. So shani mana, she changed her clothing. And she wanted her husband to recognize her, and she came by Kabbalah's Kahal, by the Shilas, but also came to Rav Chiya. She came to Rav Chiya with a Shilah. Omra, she asked him, Isisa Mifkada Puririvya, our ladies Mukhim and Puririvya? Omallah loy. He told her, no, it's not Mukhuya. So Ozla Ishtiya Samada Karta. She went ahead and drank a kois shal ikrin. And she made herself a sterile. She can't have children anymore. Now, I can ask me, what do you mean? They don't have a kind puruvu ready. They had two boys, two girls. Teretz is din ve'ela erav al panach yedecha, which is an extension of the mitzvah puruvu, and that's what she was finding out. Is she mechuyev? And Rav Chiya didn't know who she was. Said no. So she took a kosh lekrin. L'soy v'gloy milsa. He found out about it. Omalah, he said to her, Icho yiladas lichada kreisa achrita. I wish I could have had another stomach full of children, because she always gave birth to twins. She says, "Oh, I would give anything to have another set of twins." The Omar Yehuda v'chizkiya achia, Yehuda v'chizkiya were brothers, children of Rechia, they were twins, and Pazi v'Tavi were Akvas, or were sisters, also twins. So Hakapanim, we have a story of Rechia where he said leimifkado, and which he drank a kosher ikrim. So you see, me a lady is not mechuyev, a man is mechuyev, but a lady is not mechuyev in pru ravu. So to Gemara, there's a very interesting halacha, actually, I just want to speak this out, in Evan Ezra, Simon Ayin Vav, that says that a man who's not Mekayim Puruvu, it's also for him to miss a oina. That means, let's say, the mitzvah's oina is twice a week. He is also to miss a oina if he's not Mekayim Puruvu. And even if she's mindful, he is also to do it. So a Kav HaChomer, he is also to ask for birth control before he has Puruvu. It's partially, he's a mitzvah. She is not mifkada, so there that could be the tzar. She's a huge, big tzar. Maybe she's sure with the husband. Also, you have to ask a rav shayla. The rav has to know this, that he is mechuyev in puruvu, and the halacha is in Shochanar. He came and miss a mitzvah zayin, which is an unbelievable halacha. Everyone should take a look there. And Simon I involved in Evan Ezra. Zok the Gemara v'loy mifkadi. is a lady that mechuyev in pru avu. Va'omer v'acha barav k'tina or v'yitzchok. Ma'isa be'isha achas shechetz yeshivcha v'chetz yebaschayim v'kofu es rabba v'osso baschayim. She's not mechuyev. There's a story with the isha who's a chetz yebaschayim, which means she can't marry anyone, and we force the master to free his half to make her baschayim. She's able to get married. So lechayra, why did she have to get married? She's not mechuyev mitzvah pru avu. The reason was a different reason, because since she couldn't get married, people were just being like hefker with her and being baalah without any kedushin. Therefore, to stop the minig hefker, we instituted that the master has to free her, but not because ladies mechuyev pru uruvu. Ma'aser paskin, ladies are not mechuyev in pru uruvu. Hadron aloch perek haba al yevimtoi beli neder for those that finished it.